This is a download from BBC Learning English. To find out more, visit our website.
Takeaway English
from BBC Learning English.
What do you think of when you hear the word festival? Is it music? Maybe it's film. Or could it be food? Food festivals are a common occurrence in the UK and take place in all sorts of places and at all sorts of times, from Taste of London in Regent's Park each June to Aldborough Food Festival in Suffolk in September. Whatever your taste, there's a food festival to match, no matter how specialised. Are you a bit of a carnivore? Then why not try Meatopia? This three-day, London-based festival takes place at the end of August and is a meat lover's paradise. In addition to a range of ethnically sourced meat products, from juicy burgers to succulent steaks, attendees can listen to live music, watch butchery demos, and attend informal meat-based workshops. If you prefer a festival that will help you meet your five a day, then VegFest is for you. This vegan-friendly event takes place in a range of UK venues several times a year. Here you can enjoy a wide selection of freshly prepared vegan food, learn culinary tips, and hear talks on nutrition to help you make the most of your plant-based grub. If that weren't niche enough, what about a festival that is dedicated solely to marmalade? Held in Cumbria, this tangy, zesty festival of preserves has been running for 13 years. It includes a competition to find the best homemade marmalade. There are thousands of entries from over 30 different countries across the globe. If you'd prefer something with a little more kick to it, then you could attend the Ginger and Spice Festival held in Market Drayton. It celebrates its town's historic connection to Robert Clive, who returned from India with ginger. Because of this, they specialise in baking gingerbread, but also sell a range of artisan spices from mild to hot. If you have a sweet tooth, then it could be that the National Honey Show, which started in 1921 and is the largest event of its kind, is the place for you to be. This three-day event attracts over 2,000 entrants to their traditional competition and offers lectures and workshops on beekeeping and, of course, that gooey, syrupy golden nectar, honey. While there's no accounting for taste, the UK has something to offer most people, from large-scale festivities to the smaller, more amateur gatherings. One thing is certain: people are passionate about their food, and while some of the products on offer might be an acquired taste, when food is given that much attention, it's unlikely to leave a bad taste in anyone's mouth.
Takeaway English
from bbclearningenglish.com.